wisdom of Solomon. And in both of these instances, Matthew records, Jesus says, a greater than Jonah is here, and a greater than Solomon is here. Did you get that? A greater than Jonah, and a greater than Solomon is here. Who is that? That is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. The Old Testament, he's hidden, but he's talked about. The Gospels reveal who this hidden one is in the Old Testament. The epistles explain exactly how his life makes a difference in our life. And the book of Revelation, by the way, it's not Revelations. It is the revelation of who? Jesus Christ. So, guess what, folks? This whole book is about one person. It's about Jesus. Hidden, revealed, and explained. Coming in victory. Amen. Now, I hate to end on a real sad verse. Do you remember that the way I worded that and the way it's been worded is that the Ninevites, when God visited them, they turned. That when the queen of Sheba needed wisdom, she came to a place where Solomon was the wise and wisdom of God, so that literally she visited God. You understand what I'm saying? Not that Solomon was God, but she came and was visited by God and took some of that with her to go back to Sheba. It's all about visitation. How do we handle visitation of the Lord? How do we respond to the visitation of the Lord? You know, I know some of you say, well, Pastor Jeff, you always say this is the saddest verse, and every time you say that, it's a different verse. Listen to this verse. It's in Luke chapter 19. Jesus, standing outside of Jerusalem, said, indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, and you and your children within, and they will not leave one stone upon another. He's talking about what happened in AD 70 in Jerusalem. But here's the sad part. Because you did not recognize the day of your visitation. When Nineveh had a visitation from the Lord, that day was averted. I think the Lord visits us regularly. Why? Because he wants us to be saved. He wants us to know him. Don't miss the day of his visitation. Here's the good thing. What did I say about this? Let me read this again. O Lord, I knew that you are a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, ready to relent from punishment. That's what Jesus brings to us. God who is patient, God who is loving, God who is slow to anger, and through the Holy Spirit, he visits us regularly to woo us and to call us back to him. Don't miss the day of your visitation. Let's pray. Father, as Jesus in this life, as he walked this earth, used a picture that all Israelites knew the story of to explain that he was going to rise from the dead, and that in that time of visitation that they could find life. They could know and understand in Jesus that you are slow to anger, that you are patient, that you are loving, you have steadfast love. That they could learn in Jesus the reality of who you are. So, Father, may we never in our own stubbornness run from you again. May we, in the midst of the junk and the stuff we do, turn and run to you to find grace, to find life, to find your love, steadfast love for us. Lord, I thank you for Jesus. took into him sin and paid the price of sin, which is death. And then he overcame that death so that we could have not just forgiveness, but life. Forgiveness in the midst of our sin and life in the midst of death. Father, may that reality constantly cause us joy. Constantly woo us back to you. Constantly be on our minds and hearts so that we might give praise and thank you for what you have done for us. Help us to, in our lives, walk with you in the garden in the cool of the day, to hear your voice, to know your presence, to walk in the reality of what Jesus brings to us in you. Father, thank you. We praise you. Jesus, thank you so much for giving your life for us, coming, showing us the Father's Spirit. Continue to work on us and transform us so that we may be more like you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We